Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Ah, they meet again. For the Patriots to make it to the Super Bowl to defend their title, they must defeat the Broncos in Denver this afternoon. The AFC Championship game is just hours away, and to get the perspective from the New England nemesis in this epic battle, we turn to Denver Post sports columnist Mark Kisla. Mark, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, obviously, are elite quarterbacks, all-time greats, and this fight for the chance to go to Super Bowl 50 might be their final matchup. Does all this seem a little larger than life to you?
They are larger than life quarterbacks. We make them that. But Tom Brady is still an elite quarterback. He's at the top of his game. Peyton Manning's at the end of the road. I'm calling this the last rodeo tour. He hasn't been a great quarterback for over a year. So it's very human. How much left does Peyton Manning have in the tank? And will this be the last game that he plays in Denver? Heck, will it be the last game that he ever plays?
Well, you're right. I mean, there has been a lot of talk about Peyton Manning, who's been so injured, versus his backup, Brock Osweiler. I mean, you said it in a column last week. I'll quote you, in this 18th NFL season, Manning's skills have diminished. His body hurts. His passes flutter in the wind. Who do you think should be starting?
It's got to be Peyton Manning. I think Brock Osweiler right here, right now, is a more talented quarterback than Peyton Manning. But I'm not sure I would have the guts as the coach of the Broncos to walk up to Peyton Manning, five-time MVP, and say, hey, bud, we're putting you on the bench. We're going with the kid.
In the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era, Denver has not been a happy place for the Pats. I mean, they've lost their last two games there. They've lost their only two playoff games there. Tom Brady is 2-6 lifetime in Denver. So given the success that the Pats have elsewhere, what exactly is the deal? I mean, why do the Patriots have such a hard time in your neck of the woods? What are you doing to these guys?
For most of that rivalry, Tom Brady faced a coach named Mike Shanahan. And Mike Shanahan, at the peak of his powers, was one of those coaches that could match Bill Belichick strategy for strategy. He could match wits with him. He could get into Tom Brady's head. The question will be, with this new coach in Denver, Gary Kubiak, can he match wits with Belichick and continue that streak of pain for the Patriots when they come to Denver?
Ah, yes, pain, Denver Patriots. Things have been a little chippy this past week. Some Broncos players suggesting Tom Brady is a crybaby and claiming he gets all the calls, also hinting at the merits of low hits on Rob Gronkowski. So is this just sort of basic pregame preening, or is there some sort of a method to the madness, you know, trying to change the baseline and make the officials think twice about throwing flags on Denver?
I think the Broncos are actually trying to make their boss, John Elway, happy. After they got eliminated from the playoffs last season, Elway came out and said that we're not fiery enough, we don't go out kicking and screaming. I think the Broncos want to prove, or did want to prove to the Patriots with their blather, that, hey, we're not afraid of you guys. And so they spoke up. And Tom Brady is a crybaby. He does lobby officials, but so does Peyton Manning. If you earn that reputation, you use it. You say, hey man, that guy's hitting me too hard. Gronk is a different thing. The Broncos have figured something out here. Gronk is going to run you over, so you might as well chop him at the knees. And I think that it's not entirely clean, but it's the way to attack that man. Get inside his head and said, go ahead, catch that ball, be rumbling through our secondary, but we're going to cut you down like a tree.
Ooh. Okay, so what else do you see as keys to a Denver victory?
Denver's best defensive player is a cornerback named Chris Harris Jr. He's great at man-to-man coverage, and he will be assigned to Julian Edelman. However, in the last regular season game, Chris Harris hurt his shoulder, hurt it significantly, And in the playoff game, he wasn't Chris Harris at all. The Pittsburgh Steelers attacked Chris Harris. If Harris can't shut down Edelman, then that opens the offense up wide in the playbook, up wide for Tom Brady.
Well, given that, Mark, your prediction for this afternoon?
I say the Broncos have a 53% chance of winning the game. Everybody wants to give you a score. I'm like the weatherman because I know weathermen can be wrong, and they just say, well, it's a percentage. But I will give you the score. Broncos 24, Patriots 23, but it is a coin flip game. Denver has a secondary that, if healthy, can frustrate Patriots receivers. I arrive at that prediction that the Patriots have an offensive line that is beat up, and therefore the Broncos have a chance to get in Tom Brady's face and frustrate him. I arrive at that prediction by the idea that the Broncos will try to get to the edge with their running backs, and I think they can do some damage to the Patriots there. But I also arrive at a one-point prediction with the idea that these two teams are very evenly matched, and it will be a fourth-quarter game, and it will probably come down to, does Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, given a chance to win the game, go win the game?
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Mark Kisla is a sports columnist for the Denver Post.
I'm about a mile high in Denver where the rock meets timberline. I've walked this ground from town to town just to finally call it mine.